Five, four, three.
It's episode 236, and we've got plugins for adding training videos to the back end, meetups, useful WordPress tweaks, administrative email sending, text widget upgrades, and an awesome new way to give coupons to your repeat customers. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you from the Great White North. I'm your host, John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have the usual great lineup for you today of plugins and other miscellaneous stuff. But of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes store leaving us a review.
Yeah, that's right. The new Stitcher online version actually lets you leave comments on an episode-by-episode basis. So we look forward to people testing that feature out and leaving us feedback there. Also, remember to give us a review in the iTunes store. Leave your link in the review, and we'll actually read it on the show and put it in the show notes so you get a little bit of link love with that.
Absolutely.
Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people fix it when it's broke. So if your website is broke, you've hit that white screen of death, something's gone wrong, it really doesn't matter what's happened. You've been hacked, cracked, or some other feeble thing has happened to your website. Feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And John, I've got my program almost ready to launch at onlinebizcoach.com. All the listeners can go and sign up now, sign up to the mailing list, and you will get access to the pre-launch. I'm going to give some stuff away for free, but then five listeners are actually going to get a full year of the program as a gift. So we're going to have a nice drawing on there. It's going to be kind of an essay format thing, but sign up now. Get in while you still can on the early ground floor at onlinebizcoach.com.
Well, you'll want to get in as soon as you can, folks. That's going to be more than worth it. You get some really great advice and information. All right, so this week here, well, it's sort of light on the WordPress news. There's been just bits and discussions here and there that I've seen about 4.4 coming down the pike. I haven't seen any amazingly disruptive hacks this past week. So anything coming down the pike from you there, Marcus?
No, actually, beta 2 has been released of 4.4. And there's a lot of cool features in it. I love the responsiveness, the responsive image feature. I tried that out on a stage site, and that's pretty cool. It's going to be one of the big upgrades. We're going to remember this as one of the big ones.
Yeah.
I think, what was it, 3.6 or something like that was pretty major.
Somewhere back in the mid-3s.
Yeah, where they started making it so that you could kick somebody else out of the post if they were stuck in there. I mean,
a good thing, it's also irritating at times.
That's true. However, this is promising to be one of those kinds of releases. So understand John and I are really keeping our eye on the ball as far as all the features. And then obviously what new plugins come out as these new features are released, because then that ups the game as far as what you can do with a plugin by what Core does. Mm-hmm. You can build right onto that engine, which is pretty great. Yeah. So stay tuned to the show here, and we'll let you know all of the latest functionality and the new plugins that are built around 4.4.
So if the beta 2 is out, that means that it's due to drop then. What's the release date for this one, December?
Well, they were saying December, like mid-December, but, you know, WordCamp US is going to be around December 10th.
Okay, so that'll be the release date will be somewhere around there then, I bet.
Yeah, so you wonder if it's going to be, you know, Apple keynote style where Matt's going to give the state of the word and can maybe go through some of the features in the upcoming release. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll let the lead developer come out on stage. I think they should start doing a little bit more of that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, they've done it in the past.
Yeah, even more so. You know, we're looking forward to that stuff. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to go to WordCamp US. I've got a travel commitment.
Back east this year, isn't
it? Yeah, it's in Philadelphia this year. And I don't know if you've been to Philadelphia in December.
I've never been to Philly, but I don't imagine it's much different than Toronto in December. So yeah, I really don't want to go to either one that time of year.
Definitely cold. So unfortunately, I got a travel commitments already that week. So it would have been great to do that. I know that I knew a lot of guys from looking at their plugins here on this show, plus the other show that I do, WordPress Weekly. And, you know, we interview a lot of developers and stuff on that show, which is at wptavern.com. So a lot going on, and this release is probably going to be timed with WordCamp to have a lot of buzz and all that associated with it because it's such a major release. Can't wait.
It'll be fun. All right, well, that's pretty much all we got, so I guess it's time to dive into meat and potatoes, eh?
Let's do it.
Off we go. All right, well, the first plugin I've got this week is one that helps solve a problem for one of my clients and helps solve a problem for me. Because one of the things I'm doing through the FitU website that I'm building, allowing people to go in, build their own blog websites, is I'm starting to have to answer simple questions via the email support system. And that can actually start to sink into a fair chunk of time when that occurs, when you're answering the simple basic stuff and you have to figure out a way to explain it to them in an email or get them a video from YouTube or something. Well, that doesn't occur with this plugin. This is from WPMU Dev, and it's called WPMU Dev Videos, and you've heard us discuss many of their plugins over the last several episodes because they have a boatload of premium plugins once you become a member there. And this one here offers up over 40 training videos that are unbranded. So they're completely whitelisted or white labeled so that when you put them into your site, they don't deter from your own branding in any way. They're very well done videos. They cover all the basics, such as how to use the dashboard, how to go in and create a post, how to set the featured image, and they're all individual videos ranging from a couple of minutes to several minutes in length. The best part about it is once this is installed and activated, it adds a menu under the home menu in your back end that's called training videos. When your user clicks on that, it brings up the window that shows the listing of all the videos that are available. They click the video they want, and it plays right there for them. They don't go anywhere. They stay in the back end of their site. It's very clean. It works very well. I was rather impressed with it. I forgot it even existed while I was building the site until I went, oh, yeah, this will help solve my problem. So all in all, you want to make training easy for your customers? Get yourself this plugin, even if you only buy it as the single plugin from WPMU Dev. Check it out, WPMU Dev Videos. And of course, this one here just hit it right out of the park with a top 5 Dragon rating.
Wow, do they update those as they go in? Wow.
They do update them, and it's seamless because they host the videos. So when they update it, it's just updated. You don't even know it.
Huh. Wow, I think that's great. That's fantastic, actually. I have a couple clients that have difficulty navigating WordPress.
Yeah, and it's all the basic stuff that you would take time to create a video yourself, but why make a new wheel when the wheel's already there?
No kidding. That's an excellent resource. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and speaking of excellent resources, there's a new plugin that's out called Useful Tweaks. And it's kind of one of these all-in-one plugins, John, but it replaces like 50 different functions in terms of what it can do. So let me just rattle off the list. You can remove little simple things like remove WP, from the generator, WordPress, as being the meta. Nice. Generator equals WordPress plus your version. It removes like feed links, and you can remove pingback capability. You can do things like hide admin bars and disable specific RSS feeds or Atom feeds and only have, you know, RSS turned on but not Atom. Remove the WordPress logo image from the login screen. Replace it with something else. Do, you know, faster page caching in terms of a page-by-page basis. So it does a ton of different things. Open graph. It also does something where it guards your htaccess file.
Nice.
So that nobody can mess with that, to give you a little security update there. It does also automatic plugin updating if you want, automatic theme updating if you want to. So speaking of, you know, helping to do specific tasks, just like the videos that you mentioned, this is good for your administrative part in order to turn things off and on and specific functions if you wanted to white label even further, even if just a couple pages at a time, or even just, you know, change things around. This is a really great way to kind of conduct those little experiments in your own kind of personal lab as far as the settings go. But it is a little bit inside baseball as far as dealing with the terms. And it's definitely not something that you wouldn't want a WordPress, you know, site developer to use. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, well, I was just checking it out real quick too while you're talking. I noticed that it has one key feature that might be of major benefit for people. If you get the premium version of it, it will do asynchronous loading for you.
That's true.
And that can actually help speed up your site dramatically.
Yeah. Yeah. So, big time.
Anyway, very nice plugin. I like that. And I'm going to have to look into using that. All right. The next one I've got here, this one came about because I recently created a meetup group for the FitU community. And one of the things with Meetup is you want to be able to showcase your meetups and other things on your own website so you can share it with people. Well, you can do it the old-fashioned way, basically copy the link from meetup.com, paste the information on your site, cut and paste, or you can use this plugin here called WP Meetup. Very nice plugin. You set it all up, connect it to Meetup through their API, and then what it does is it automatically takes any new meetups that are created and it creates a post for them out of them, with all the information, the calendar date, the event times, the map, everything needed, displayed right on a page ready to be shipped out to people. And it will automatically close down the ones for past meetups. It also does a few other meetup options, like it will allow you to display the full meetup calendar in your site. And it doesn't limit you to just one group. If you happen to be a multiple group administrator and your groups are related onto the one website you're working with, you can have all of them groups pumping in the information at one time. So all in all, it's a very nice plugin for bringing in meetup.com information to your site. Check it out, WP Meetup. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
That's nice. And you have to be an administrator, though, huh?
You have to be an administrator to the meetup group, which is, you know, like I only own one meetup group, but I'm an administrator to 3 groups because I belong to several different organizations and help with the administration of things. So they've made me an administrator. So, but if they were related to what I'm doing, I could bring them all together on one site.
Interesting.
So.
All right. Well, this one is really nice. If you use WooCommerce and you have different user roles, maybe for VIP customers or perhaps even, you know, regular customers or even people that are non-customers, you can present them with different offers and different coupons based on what their customer group is with this plugin. It's called WC User Role Based Coupon. Huh. And that does exactly that. So subscribers, maybe contributors of a show, perhaps, could get different coupons than new customers. Maybe the new customers you want to give a better deal just to get them in the door, right?
Yes and no, but yeah.
Okay, well, it depends on what you're selling. But, you know, maybe it's 3 free days at the gym or something like that. Oh, yeah. You know, that's a lead-in.
Something to bring them in. Give your old customers a discount. And I'm a firm believer in treating my old customers better than the new ones.
Oh, sure. But they're already if they're already a member, you know, maybe you got something different. So, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just said you bet.
So this lets you differentiate which users get things within your store. You know, you can reward people, you can entice people, whatever you want to do. Anything that you can imagine, you can make in terms of the role and the coupon that they get. Nice. So to me, this is a great addition to WooCommerce, and I rated it a 5 out of 5.
I can see lots of great uses for that, especially if you have a store that offers up multiple styles of products and offers and everything.
Yeah, I mean, even for people, for things like dentists and stuff, you know, and you have patients that log in or something like that, you know, get a discount on your next cleaning or whatever you want to do, anything like that.
All right. The final one I've got for you here this evening, this one comes about, and I always forget it exists because it seems like I'll go for months without needing it. And I have talked about this plugin before sometime in the distant past. I can't remember the last time it was on the show, but I felt after having to use it again recently, I felt it needed to be brought forward again because we forget about plugins that make our life so much simpler. And what I'm talking about here is when you're using text widgets, there's often times where you're using a text widget, but you want to pull in a short code, or you need to execute a short PHP snippet of some kind or another. But WordPress, for some reason, the default is for a text widget to only execute HTML and plain text. It won't execute anything else. So you need to bring in something that makes it do the job for you. And there's really many ways you can do this, but the simplest one and the best plugin I have found has been this one called Enable Shortcode and PHP in Text Widget. Very simple plugin. It works beautiful in a WordPress MU site. So you can set it up, activate it network-wide, and everybody in your network gets access to it. Saves you some grief. But what it does is it allows you to execute those short codes and those PHP codes by just turning it on. Now you can control whether it executes short code and PHP or just PHP or just short codes. So it has a couple of controls to limit it too if you need to. Great plugin. Works fantastic. Setups. This is one of those ones we like to talk about. The Dream plugin. That's simple, easy, and always just works. So they knocked it out of the park with an Enable Short Code and PHP and Text Widget with a 5 Dragon rating.
Now, I want to say something about this and even enhance that even further.
Okay.
When you are, when you've got the ability to dump in PHP in a widget area, that exposes you to all kinds of other things that maybe aren't even plugins yet.
True.
Stuff from GitHub that people put out there as just little experiments in PHP.
Oh, yeah.
You can embed that right in the widget. It doesn't have to be a plugin. Doesn't have to be anything like that. So that's pretty powerful because that takes it to where, you know, I'm using a theme, our favorite theme, John, the X theme. And I use things like
theme.
I use things like Cornerstone, which is kind of a visual editor on steroids, kind of. Yeah. And sometimes it won't take my shortcodes. I get so mad about that. So what it will let me do is embed a widget, and then I can just make that a text widget and then put my PHP in there.
Yeah, stuff. Absolutely.
My shortcodes, you know, whatever I got
to
do.
That's what I ran into recently because I forgot that I needed to run some shortcodes and the only way I could make it look good on the site was put it into a text widget. And then I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, WordPress doesn't execute that.
There you go. So, yeah, that's a simple plugin. That's a no-brainer in terms of enabling you to do so much more. And speaking of which, I've got a really nice plugin to end things out here today. It's called Send Email from Admin. Now, one of the things I can't stand is sometimes I'm working in an administration area and somebody leaves us a comment or a contact form, you know, like Gravity Forms or something like that. And you're reading it and you're looking at it and you want to email them, but maybe you want to email them an attachment or something like that. And then you got to copy the email, go into Gmail, do all that. Well, this plugin eliminates all that. It lets you easily send a custom HTML formatted email right from the WordPress admin screen. You can send it to existing users. You can add your own recipients. Just paste in an email address. You can send it to multiple recipients and even choose groups or even individuals. They also have an attachment, as I said. And there's a new menu item under Tools that just says Send Email. And that's all you have to do.
Oh, very nice.
And so the one thing that isn't touted in the description of this plugin is the fact that if you have people that just sign up to the site and register to the site, things like MailChimp and all that that we sometimes think is a pain because you got to go in, you got to make a template, you got to log in, you got to double opt, you got to do all that crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. This just allows you to quickly send a message to everybody that's a registered user on your site.
Yes.
Right from your site.
Nice.
So it doesn't do anything but, you know, do exactly what it says, send email from admin. And I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I can see that one being quite useful, especially if you are in the back end checking things. So very nice.
Yes.
All right. So this week here, I have a small brief discussion for you. It's about choosing the right theme for your WordPress website, as is so apt to happen. Even to the best of us, occasionally we'll go through and we'll think we have chosen the theme that works perfectly. We'll get 90% through to development and suddenly discover that some function or another that we expected to work, we can't get to work with that particular theme, as I've so recently experienced with a project I'm working on. And so what happens is you hit a point, do I try to make this theme work or do I just suck it up and go back and put a theme in there that's going to do the job? Well, you can help prevent that problem by spending a little bit more time in the beginning exploring your theme options to choose that correct theme and make sure you think far enough out for your website. Like, what are you going to add to that website? Are you going to, you know, you might start the website not intending to have a forum, but you're going to add a forum and now you're going to have BB Press in there. Is that theme you've got going to support BB Press? Or are you going to have to add in something and squeeze it together and make it work and then mess up your appearances or create other issues? Same thing with WooCommerce. WooCommerce really needs some integration with your theme to work correctly and look clean with your theme. I've also, the one I've run into is problem with sidebars and widgets and making sidebars and widgets do what I need them to do. And the theme I'd chosen didn't quite do it, but initially I thought I could get around it, but now I'm so far into it, I realize, no, I can't. I have to back out of the theme I'm in and redo the site in a new theme. So this is what you've got to think about. Spend a little time specking it out, checking it over, and making sure you think it through as far out as possible as you can for your site. You know, give yourself, try to think 2, 3, or 4 months out. If you can think even further that out, all the better. So what have you got on that, Marcus? Anything to input there?
Okay. Well, if you're a developer or designer and you're doing this for someone else, another party, you know, design client, somebody like that, plan things out in phases too.
Yeah.
You can't do it all at once. So if it's somebody who wants, you know, a regular website and then they, oh, I want to put a news site together and I also want to have a directory and maybe a job board. Okay. Well, you can't do all of that at once.
No, you can't build it at once, but you have to think about the theme is going to support those as they come into play.
Right. And then you get other things, which is like, okay, let's make 3 different sites, but no, now we want them to all talk to each other. So let's now migrate to multi-site. And yes, You've already built out 3 individual sites and you're trying to migrate them. Mm-hmm. I swear, in my next project after I'm done with this stuff is going to be, how do I make it very simple, even a service, CMS Commander, if you're listening, this is for you, to where I can migrate, just literally clone my single site, pop it right into a multi-site.
Oh, no, there's a service for CMS Commander. The other thing I'd like to mention about it, too, and I just remembered that, was the think about the theme's performance. This is a really big one. And I found that a couple of themes I've chosen in recent time, as I started building out the site, I started having performance issues in the theme. And it was definitely the theme, because if I go anywhere else on the network I built with a different theme, the network performs beautifully. And it's the same domain, just a different website with a different theme. So it's an MU site, so you know if there's a problem with the server or the MU install, you would have the same sort of slowdown issues.
Yeah. And here's one final point too, John, is if you're going to buy something, say off ThemeForest, and I can't tell you how many times I do this, I buy something and then I realize that half of the theme is built on plugins that you have to download to get this thing to work.
Mm.
Yes. Okay, like Revolution Slider,
yeah.
Like some of those other things. Like it makes you install WooCommerce even if you don't have any plans to do WooCommerce whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at those things and understand that the more of those things you have to put in and install, not only will it slow your site down, but things like Revolution Slider had major security vulnerabilities in them.
They did, but it's a very nice secure plugin now.
Yeah, I know. But what's to say the rest of them in the chain?
Oh yeah, you don't know.
Won't get that same sense of vulnerability.
Yeah, you don't know. And even Revolution Slider could face an issue in the future, although that's the plugin I've adopted, even though I had problems with it in the beginning. So it's,
yeah, there's
it's
a couple I'm looking
at. Change.
Yeah, a couple of those sliders I'm looking at. Maybe I'll get one for next show. Yeah. But so those are my tips. You know, there's a million tips like that. We could write a book on it, and we probably should. But
if only we had 36 hours in each day.
Yeah, only. Yep, that's pretty much that wraps it up.
All right, well, that's all we got for you. And this episode, I covered up the WPMU Dev videos, which I gave a 5 to, the WP Meetup, which I gave a 4 to, the Enable Short Code and PHP and Text Widget, which I gave a 5 to.
And I covered Useful Tweaks, which I gave a 4. WC User Role Based Coupon, big long name, big functionality, gave that one a 5. And Send Email from Admin, also gave that one a 5 out of 5.
And a little commercial for you. It's now easier than ever to share your fitness story. You can go start your own free fitness blog website at thefitu.ca, where you can create yourself a beautiful WordPress website with some fantastic themes to choose from, a wonderful selection of plugins, and you can have everything from a free website to a full-blown e-commerce store with very minimal effort and very minimal cost. Check it out at thefitu.ca.
And be sure to sign up to my mailing list at marcuscouch.com. I've got a ton of new stuff coming, and I know that a lot of people are coming to the site and subscribing. I do appreciate that. Keep on coming if you haven't already subscribed. A lot of cool stuff that we're throwing down the pipe there. MarcusCouch.com.
All right. And just some reminders. Don't forget, we'd appreciate you taking the time over at iTunes Store, leaving us a review, helping us rise up in the rankings there. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, leave us a review there on the show in the new online feature through the website itself, or hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, we still got a SpeakPipe, don't we?
We do still have speaks.
All right. Speak come on, pipe. People. We haven't had a SpeakPipe message in a long time.
It has been a while. Get in there, folks. The big blue button at the bottom of the screen. Just click it and record.
Leave us a message. We'd appreciate that. How can they contact us, John, besides SpeakPipe?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my site, MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter at MarcusCouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.